Hi. Are there different stages of enlightenment?
There are. Classically, there's what's called the stream enterer, which means one has entered the stream of Dhamma, entered the stream of truth. One has seen and experienced the true nature of things. One's had a glimpse of the goal of Nibbana, that's transformative. There's actually no going back after that. In a sense, there's no retreat. In the sense of falling away from that truth. So that's a particular stage of enlightenment. Then there's three further stages, and culminating in the full enlightenment of an arhant.
Okay. And how would one know that you've reached the first stage, or just someone? Do you?
There's certain elements that are one of them is that one is there's no doubt about the efficacy and the truth of the Buddha's teachings or the Buddha's path, so that doubt has faded away. Which is sometimes a good indication, sometimes not. There's, it's probably a pathological condition that is somebody's free from doubt like that. totally convinced of something. But it's a very different kind of, it's really, doubt has fallen away. It's become clear. There's also a falling away of the the identification with the mind and the body and the constituents of the mind as me, as self, as I, as mine. That's a huge piece of it. That's falling away. That's a tremendous kind of freedom and relief. And then also a falling away of the assumption of, say, like purification coming through some kind of external means. Either through following, it isn't as if one doesn't practice precepts or have a training, but one realizes it isn't just, if I just did this, if I just kept the precepts, if I just kept watching my breath in and out, then I would finally become enlightened. One realizes that purification comes through an understanding and penetration, as opposed to some external method or some kind of blessing from the guru or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.